This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 23rd, episode 1089, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
If only I could have a puppy, I'd call myself so very lucky just to have some company.
Something like this, it goes, ooh, snuggle puppy of mine, everything about you is especially fine,
especially
I love
fine.
What you
for
are,
you, Jamie.
I love what you do, fuzzy little snuggle puppy, I love you, I say, ooh, snuggle puppy of mine,
I am just a puppy and I'm scared to death, I am just a puppy and you like my breath. What I really need is you to love me, 'cause I'm just a puppy.
So how is that puppy thing going?
Oh, the puppy thing. You know, it's good. They're cute. I'm telling you that whoever designed dogs realized that they're totally terrors when they're puppies. And then, but they grow up and they become really good dogs. You know, I'm just trying to get through that puppy phase right now. But I really thought we had a good handle on the whole potty training thing, Glenn. I'm like, she's figuring it out. And then she crept twice on my carpet yesterday. Not once, twice.
What inspired you, other than your gushy heart, to get a puppy at the same time you have a toddler? That doesn't make any sense. Your husband should have stepped in and put his foot down. What's wrong with that guy?
But I wanted this dog, and I just thought, I love the idea of a mini border collie kind of dog, which I've already had one, and she was the greatest dog I've ever owned in my entire life, and I lost her when I was about 5 months pregnant, and my cousin had this litter, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be just like Brett, and so far, not off to the same start that I had with Brett, but it's okay. We'll get there. It's cool.
If there's a way to check hormone levels, yours must be just through the roof. Roof.
I'm sure.
Because then this morning, you can't get puppies out of your brain. Well, you also don't think you can get Don Jeans out of your brain. But
it's the saddest thing, Glenn. It's sad. There's a puppy that's gone missing. It's very sad. The Budweiser puppy from the commercial last year, remember how the puppy,
the little cute
he
puppy.
Was like,
yeah,
selling the golden retriever puppy, but it became friends with the Clydesdale, and then he sold it, and the Clydesdales all ran down the road and stopped the car, and the puppy came back, and then John, she's adopted it. It was so beautiful. It was such a good story. Well, that puppy's gone missing, Glenn. I found a video of our dear friend of the show, Don Jeans, asking for help. So let's take a listen.
We're sad to announce that the Budweiser puppy has gone missing. Follow Budweiser on Twitter this Super Bowl season for updates on where the puppy has been spotted. Those of you who help us spread the word of the dog's whereabouts using hashtag BestBud could be rewarded with Super Bowl tickets for you and your best friends. This Super Bowl, don't forget your bud.
The Budweiser puppy's gone missing, Glenn. We have to help. I just want to let you know that, remember the time before, it took me like a year and a half of stalking him to get him on the show?
Don Jeans, yes. He's the guy, he's the actor in the Budweiser commercials. Right.
He's not an actor, Glenn. Those are his dogs and his horses. It's real. Remember? Well, he's got people now because I was able to contact him. And now
we're never going to get him back.
I know. And his person got back to me and said that he actually would love to be on the show again, and he really liked us. So, well, she didn't say that. But I figure that he must have really liked us if he's considering being on our show again.
We had a good time. Remember, he made our best of for last year.
Did he? See?
Yeah,
he loves us.
He was one of our best of interviews for last year was Don Jeans. He was such a nice guy. I wonder if he did anything else but the Budweiser commercial.
He did. I see him in commercials all the time, and I'm like, oh, there he is. There he is. So I'll show you some of the commercials he's done. You'll recognize him.
Okay. Well, I was a little disappointed. I got to admit, I was a little disappointed this morning. You were so excited. You said, guess what? I got a guest thing, and I thought you had secured Kaylee Cuoco for me, but apparently not.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. I thought you were just being nice and, you know, being, you know, for your very kind co-host. You thought you would make my day. I thought it was going to be a surprise. But,
It's all about me, Glenn. It's all about me and the female listeners on our show. I'm doing them a favor. If you guys have any questions, by the way, for Don Jeans, the Budweiser guy, email them to me. I'll ask him. What's going to hurt? I mean, he already loves me, so clearly we're like best friends.
Hey, what about our three male listeners? We got to appeal to them every once in a while. You know, once a year we at least
have
to do something
for them.
Well, that's
your job. That's your job.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll call and find out if any of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are horse people.
Yeah, good luck with that. Hey, just to let you know that my desk is right next to the wall, and the puppy just walked in between my desk and the wall and peed. Why would she do that?
Do you need to go deal with that while I do my daily Winnie?
Do your daily Winnie. I'll be right back.
Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to our listener by the name of Doreen Rowe. She's been on the show here before, and she lives up there in Long Island, New York. And she wrote a post on her Facebook page that said, I found out that Flora, her horse, won two awards this year from the Welsh Pony and Cob Society. She's a really cute pony. Welsh Pony and Cob Society of America's Open Competition Program. Second place for training level dressage and third place for first level dressage. So congratulations to Doreen and Flora. Good job. And we're always glad to hear about exciting news coming from our listeners. We have such cool listeners and such a wide variety of things that they do. So it's always fun to see them accomplish things. And we're very excited for you, Doreen. She's super nice. She's been on our show before. So, and she's a teacher. Well, are you back?
I'm back. I just want to say that when you first get a puppy, they sleep for like 3 hours, and then they're awake for like 20 minutes, and then they sleep for 3 hours again. It's now the opposite. It's awake for 3 hours, sleep for 20 is what phase we're in right now.
Well, you know what you could do about this little peeing problem is you have plenty of diapers around, right? He's little Luke's not out of diapers yet, so just slap one on there.
Good idea, Glenn. Good idea. Solid idea. Solid.
Then you can tell Chad, now we have to change two sets of diapers.
Oh, boy.
Chad will be going, you know, the base is now requiring me to stay there during the week. I'll be home on weekends.
I'm going to deploy voluntarily. Yeah, to go
that's
to-
right. I'm going to, I'll gladly go to Afghanistan. It'll be better than this.
I'll see you in a year. My Daily Winnie goes out to our friends at New Vocations Racehorse Adoption. The news just came out that they served over 450 retired racehorses over the past year. That is up 80% were successfully retrained and adopted, and the remaining 20% are still being trained. So all told, they took in 450 horses. They currently have about 95 horses horses in their care at any given time between all 8 of their facilities. Can you believe they have 8 facilities now? So cool. So cool. So they say it takes about an average of 10 months to basically take them in, rehab them, and get them adopted. But it's just amazing that they had over 1,111 people submitted applications to get the horses adopted. There was only 831 last year, 714 the year before that. So it's going up and up and up, more horses. What they went on to say is their homes are out there for the retired racehorses, and the more funding we're able to raise, the more horses we can rehabilitate, retrain, and rehome. I mean, their adoption fees are so low that they really must rely a lot on, are they completely funded by donations? I think so.
I think so. I think they do get a lot of donations for that particular organization.
And I know, I know your wife, Jennifer, because she posted on Facebook just a couple days ago about how much of a time waster it is to watch new vocations and go online to newvocations.org and shop for a racehorse. And I want to get that segment back on where we have them on once a month to highlight a horse, because it's amazing how quickly the horse we highlighted got adopted.
That is true. We had a pretty good track record going. I don't know why we stopped. Why did we stop that, Jennifer? Just they got busy. We got busy.
Yeah. Life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah, we'll write to them again and see if we can get that back. Speaking of which, Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we've got headlines aplenty and a historic look at a list of famous folks falling off horses. And then mid-show, we'll take a look at what's going on at Jamie's favorite That Girl venue, Galway Downs. And trailing behind like a tired puppy, the EquityMFG.com Really Bad Ads sets the stage for the weekend. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you. I got a choice for you here, Jamie. Should I start with a story about a wonderful dressage horse retiring here in the United States, or should I start with a story out of Russia of a runaway sled that injured a bunch of people?
I want to hear both, so you can start with whatever you want, and then I'll go.
Okay,
I've
we'll
got
start
a
off with the, with the good story, and then we'll end with the Russian story. There were several Russian stories in the news today, which we don't often see when it involves horses. U.S. dressage horse Wizard will retire at the age of 16. That was Adrienne Lyle's horse that she rode in the 2012 London Olympics, as well as the 2014 World Equestrian Games. They contributed to a fourth-place team finish, and they were the 2008 Bertina Cup champions as well. Very well-known dressage horse here in the United States. She's retiring because after the winter, there was a suspensory strain, and she didn't feel that the horse could come back after that to any level of competition. So the horse is actually being retired at the same farm as Bertina and will be her pasture mate. So they're going to be out together in retirement, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. Congratulations to Wizard for living out life eating grass. Nothing better than that.
Nice. Well, I got one for you.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, because you're going to like this one. So a nice couple named Susan and Terry Hatfield went to the Arabian Horse Association's national championship, okay? It was the half Arabian cutting horse class. And this couple, Susan, apparently they have a half Arabian cutting horses at the national championship, and their two horses, Johnny Nitro and Quintessa, both cutting horses, qualified to get there and made their way all the way up through the ranks to go to the national championship. Well, Susan and Terry Hatfield, guess what? They won national champion and reserve champion. They won both of them. It was amazing. This is the half Arabian cutting horses. What a spectacular thing. Imagine going to a horse show and not only win with you come in first and second. Unfortunately for Susan and Terry Hatfield, they were found guilty of bringing quarter horses. They did not have a lick of Arabian blood in them, and they took these
cheated?
Quarter horses. Yes, they took the whole quarter horses to the Arabian Championships, won the whole freaking thing, and then turns out that they snuck in just quarter horses. There's no Arabian blood. They had
but they
fake
do,
papers.
They must have to show papers, right? They do fake papers or what?
They have now, the Registration Commission has permanently suspended all of the Hatfield's registration privileges, yep. And the commission has also ordered that the parentage be verified for every single one of the Hatfield's horses and horses that have been registered by them. It's like, you know, the Hatfields and McCoys. The Hatfields can't be good people. You just can't. You just can't. But how funny is that? That they're like, oh my gosh, we won first and second place. It's like we beat all those Arabians at a game that quarter horses are best at. It's crazy. So
that is funny.
There you go. They have revoked every single.
I wonder if they even have one Arab on the farm. I wonder if there's even one Arab on the farm.
I know. It's so funny. So they have gone back and revoked all of it. They've taken the prize money back. They're redistributing it to, like, the third and fourth places. Imagine getting a call, like, a year later, and you're like, hey, by the way, remember that show a year ago? You won it. Because turns out we spent the last year investigating these people, and, they didn't have Arabians. It's all quarter horses.
Oh, my God.
I thought
that
story was so funny.
Wow. I like the name Johnny Nitro, though. That's a great name. I love Johnny Nitro.
That's a quarter horse name. Who thinks that's an Arab? I mean, Johnny Nitro was a quarter horse.
That's true. Arabs all have those funny names that you can't say.
It would be like HMH Johnny
yes.
Bin Al-Maktoum Nitro.
Right.
Oh, gosh, it's so funny. I mean, even in the picture, there's a picture of, like, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and six places standing there. And the two standing in the middle that are the quarter horses look like quarter horses, okay?
They don't even have the same head.
No. Every other one has a quarter horse body and, like, this nice little teacup dish head. And these are, like, big, chunky-looking quarter horses. Idiots. At least you could have kind of got one that looked a little Arab-y, I guess.
Well, I have this story out of Russia, and they were having it was some kind of festival in Russia, and it was, you know, it's very snowy there right now. It's in the city of Perm in central Russia, and it's not a great story, but it just caught my eye because they had video of it, and it's a disturbing video, so if you want to watch it, Jennifer can post the link, but we're not going to post the video itself. But anyway, they give sleigh rides at this place in Russia, at this little festival. Well, this apparently a car beeped its horn, scared the horse pulling the sleigh, which is like a six-person sleigh, a pretty good-sized sleigh, and took off like crazy. Apparently, at such a speed, and when you see the video, you'll realize when the horse got to the crowd of people, never slowed down at all. You know,
uh-oh.
Horses will usually slow down when they get to, you know, a crowd of people. Not this one. And he managed to run over three of them. There's one in critical condition and two in the hospital. But this horse just was out of there. Now, was that a horse that's probably trained to do sleigh rides at a festival? If a car beeping gets them excited, probably not. What's the roller coaster? What's the Ferris wheel going to do, right? That horse shouldn't have been there, but... yeah, there was just several bizarre stories out of Russia this week. And I don't know, we never get stories out of Russia. Do you realize we have three Russian listeners that listen to our show every month? I see their name pop up. Yes, so hello to our Russian listeners. I hope it wasn't one of your horses. So,
how do we say hello in Russian? I need to Google that.
I assume they speak English or they wouldn't be listening to the show. So, but they're there every month. I see them. They listen to almost every episode, too, so... Hello to our Russian listeners, all three
okay,
of you.
Hold on. Wait. Let's see. It's not in anything. It's in characters. It's not English.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to read
it. Sorry. Hello.
We tried. Jamie always tries to be, you know, accommodating to our foreign listeners, but some languages
are
just a little tougher than others.
I should have, if I could hear it, I could see it, say it. But I do remember how to say, I had a Russian friend growing up, and she told me how to say the word bitch, and that was suka. Suka!
Well, there's one you need to know every day.
Yeah, it's the only Russian word I know.
Why is it the first words we learn in any language are the swear words? Why is that anyway?
I know how to say something in Russian. I forgot. She also taught me how to say this, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. I was like 10 when I learned it. It was klasivio zhopa.
I hate to ask what that means.
It means you have a nice ass. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but there you go, you guys. That's all I know in Russian. I can't believe it.
Maybe our Russian listeners can correct us. Send us an audio file. We'll be glad to play it. And we'll won't know what they're saying, so it'll be fine. Just say nice things about it.
Yeah. Say nice things. That's funny. speaking of being across the pond in Australia, you know our favorite Australian. Who's our favorite Australian racehorse?
Black Caviar.
Black Caviar. Very good. Ding, ding, ding. You win the prize.
I got it.
But you're all right. You got it. Unfortunately, her trainer, Peter Moody, is facing an investigation in Victoria after one of his horses tested positive for cobalt. And he's now facing an inquiry in New South Wales after a horse tested positive for ibuprofen. So he's in a little bit of trouble right now. And I guess, you know, ibuprofen is like Advil, makes him. I didn't think you could give horses that. And then the cobalt apparently is an essential mineral nutrient which affects multiple body systems and can be toxic at high dosages. So I don't know what this means for him, but I think that their testing is a lot more strict and their penalties are a lot higher over there. So I guess he wasn't around for comment when it was he's at a sale or something. So nobody has a quote from him yet, but we'll keep you guys up to date on that. Oof, that's not good.
Interesting. I have this story. I want to play an audio file for you, okay? And I want to see what you think of it. Do you know we've talked about in the past how if our horses are laying down in the field, people will drive in and say the horse is dead, you need to go out and check it. Or, you know, we've heard stories of people complaining that they see horses outside in the cold without a blanket or the horses, are just doing horse things and people file a complaint.
Fly mask or blindfolds, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing. So you have these, you know, ill-educated people about horses who just don't know a lot about horses. They may have a dog or a cat, and they think horses are like dogs or cats. I'm going to say this right up front. I realize there are a lot of abuse cases out there. Nobody knows that better than Jamie and I who see every story coming across every day of the horses that have been malnourished, and we both own horses. We both have adopted those horses, so we know that very well. But then there are the do-gooders who just don't know what they're talking about, and that's what this story is. I want to play this audio for you, file for you. This is out of Fox 6, and I think this is in this was in Wisconsin, I believe. So I'm trying to find the story here. I seem to have lost the hold on. Lots of sound files today. Where'd it go? Thank you. Here we go. Horses in Wisconsin. We are.
Authorities in Kenosha County say they've received dozens of phone calls this week from people who are concerned about a pair of horses.
The callers believe the animals are being neglected, but the sheriff's department says in this case, the owner of the horses is the one that's become the victim. Our A.J. Biapour is in the newsroom tonight to explain.
Stephanie Brad, good evening. The concerns here are over whether it's safe for two horses to be left out in the cold. Authorities say they've checked on the horses and the animals are fine. It's come to the point now where the owner is seeking a restraining order against two of the people who called police.
Ridiculous, stressful, insulting, and exhausting.
Yeah.
Lisa Edwards says it's been a long week. Began when someone driving by noticed her two horses, Memphis and Star, standing out in the cold. That led to a Craigslist post encouraging those who care to call the sheriff's department.
I want to believe that they think they're doing the right thing, but I don't think they completely understand. horses and other animals have lived all their lives outside in the elements.
Sheriff David Beth says his office has gotten about 36 complaints about the horses. Beth says investigators, along with a large animal vet, went to check on them. The vet noted, quote, both horses were dressed in blankets and appeared very healthy.
Oh, my God.
One of the women against whom Edwards wants a restraining order is Cindy Schultz. She runs the St. Francis SPCA.
Too bad.
In 2011, we did a Contact 6 story looking into complaints about the way Schultz ran her own Kenosha County shelter. As for these horses, Schultz says she was only acting on tips she got from concerned horse lovers. In a statement, she tells Fox 6, quote, if the horses succumb to the weather, Sheriff Beth will have to answer for his decision to ignore the public's concerns and the law.
We're answering their questions. We're letting them know we took care of it. We checked into it. We brought a vet out to make sure everything's fine with them.
Yeah.
Edward says she's most upset that someone would accuse her of neglecting the horses she's owned for the last 15 years.
I love animals, and I went to school to learn how to take care of them. And for someone to insult me like that, it's just really hurtful.
Oh.
Edwards is also seeking a restraining order against Maureen LaGuardia. We talked to her over the phone today. LaGuardia insists the only thing she did was call the sheriff's department after seeing the horses outside. However, according to police records, LaGuardia told an investigator she went to the property and fed the horses hay. The sheriff's department says LaGuardia will be getting a citation for trespassing. In the newsroom, AJ Biapour, Fox 6 News.
I mean, AJ, you can understand.
So there you go. And I saw the video, and these are two fat, happy horses that were wearing what looked like brand-new Weatherbeta blankets. You know,
are you serious?
It's just, yeah, and see, people think that if horses are outside and it's 20 degrees, it's cruel and inhumane, right? That's what they think, and that's apparently what this situation was. And the lady that they showed a clip, the lady there who shelter was being – that made the – complaint, who shelter herself was being checked out. It was disgusting. I mean, they showed the video from their news story a couple of years ago, and it was disgusting. So
really,
yeah, it just, you know, we don't put blankets on, you know, even in Florida now, we're kind of diehards, so they have big hairy coats. We don't put blankets on them until it gets in the low 30s or 20s. Now, I realize a lot of people in Florida put blankets on them when it's 72, but you know, they got, that's what they're made for. Anyway, I saw that story and I was just like, yep, I can. This probably happens more than we know about.
You know what, though? I was a little bit like the woman crying. Oh, we're just school.
Apparently, there was more to the story, and I read another article on it. These people have been harassing the heck out of her, calling her telephone. Just after the Craigslist thing went up, nobody went and checked on it. Nobody followed through. Like, this lady who filed the complaint said, well, it's just other people. They never bothered to look themselves, so she's just been getting harassed nonstop, which is why she was going to court to get these restraining orders. Plus, people, you're not allowed to go on people's property.
Yeah. So the chick who called. Yeah, so the chick who's called and complained the most has actually had violations at her own place?
She's a dog rescue. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. It's just one of those situations that was only part of the story. The other part was how much harassment she had been getting after the Craigslist thing, which is why she went to court to get all these restraining orders against people. And I got to tell you, the horses looked fine. They were fat. They were just outside. People were upset that I guess they think it's like dogs. You know, they're supposed to come into your house when it gets cold. I don't know.
Come on in, guys. Get on the couch. Sit down. Popcorn's
for everyone.
That's right.
Hop on up there. Yeah. So anyway, I just thought, I didn't know what you thought about that story.
That's,
it happens to all of us, I think.
Well, you know, I definitely called. There was a group of a pair of horses that were probably about 10 properties down. And you know me, I ride around this neighborhood all the time. If I see something that looks uncool, I call. I'll call the sheriff immediately. Because I have seen so many of them that were starved. And apparently I called and reported two horses that were like in their 30s. I couldn't see them though. They were just like skin and bones and there's no food in the pasture. I couldn't see any hay and the place is kind of incredibly run down. So I called and then they gave me a call back and said, don't worry about it. They're just really old. Now they're gone.
We have one at the end of our where we exit the development here. There's two horses, and one of them has to be 30-some, right? So he's looking 30-some now. He's skinny, and we know that this guy is always – we see him out there feeding those horses. They've always got hay. He feeds them grain. He goes out there and fusses over them. He cleans their paddock, and he gets called all the time because it's along a main road. And people see there's one there that's fat, and then there's the skinny one only because he's old. But people don't understand old horses get skinny. So you know, he's had them called so many times on him, and he said, I don't know what to do. I said, maybe a sign on the side of the horse. Maybe wear one of those sandwich boards. I'm old. Don't report me. I'm supposed to look like this. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a little zoo near my house, the World Wildlife Zoo, and it's privately owned. And they had the first time I went there, I was walking through, and there is a lion that was laying in the sun, looked, you know, like he was dead, and you could see his hip bones and his ribs. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst zoo ever. This is terrible. Somebody needs to call. Wait, what does that sign say? And the sign said, please understand that our lion is in his senior years, and we are doing everything we can to keep him happy and comfortable. Like, he was like ancient. It was like a 100-year-old lion, like one of the oldest in the country. And he was just sunbathing, but to me it looked like this emaciated, you know, they're not feeding him, but turns out he's just really old.
Yeah, I mean, we all get to look like that after a while. Well, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. You know, Karen from Kentucky Performance Products is coming down to see us next week. She's going to be in Ocala, and we're going to have lunch with her on Wednesday, so we'll get to visit with her for the first time in a while. And she's going to come out then. She made a special request. She said she wants to come out and meet Scooter. So Karen from Kentucky, and it was her products, at Kentucky Performance Products, to help Scooter come from his emaciated state into a wild, crazy Hackney pony. So, she'll be out next week. We're looking forward to seeing her. But let's hear about Kentucky Performance Products, and then we'll come back with our first guest.
He was her first love, the one that started it all. He taught her how to master the posting trot and navigate her first hunter course. They spent hours together exploring the trails and hanging out in the barn. His name was doodled on every page in her school notebook. His coat gleamed in the sun as he met her at the gate each day, snuffling for a treat. From the first time she saw him poking his head out of the stall to the last time she patted him goodbye, he was, and always will be, her everything. This love story is brought to you by Nalox Advanced, providing complete support for a healthy digestive tract, which reduces the risk of colic and digestive upset. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And we thank Kentucky Performance Products so much for being such a long sponsor of our show. Now I'd like to introduce you to our first guest, John Strasburger, who is coming at us, John, you do so many things. What is your official title?
We are the media
person. He's not sure either.
That's a good question. I'm looking for the title. We're in charge of the media and public relations for the Galway Downs International events, and also for the Woodside Horse Trials International events.
Okay, and you also work for the United States Eventing Association in some form, correct?
No, I've never worked for the USEA, I'm afraid.
I think I've seen maybe I know that you and I have done some media events at Galway Downs and done some interviews, and I think that the USEA has posted some of your interviews, so I've seen your name in the byline.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
See there? I'm not crazy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. The USEA runs many of the press releases we produced at Galway Downs.
Okay, fantastic. Well,
and you've probably seen me run. You know, I run the press office there, and do the press run the press conferences and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. So we definitely spent some time together at Galway Downs, and you know, Galway is one of my favorite places in the world. I love competing there. I've had some fantastic experiences, some also not so fantastic experiences, but you know, that's horses. So Galway Downs is one of the most exciting things that has happened to me while I've been at Galway Downs. Is my horse's first. Off the track thoroughbred's first horse trial, I go down to show jumping, and it's in the grass arena down there. And while I'm warming up, horses, they have a racetrack there. Horses are breaking out of the gates and galloping around the racetrack while I'm trying to warm up. Made my off the track thoroughbred very excited. And from what I read, you're going to be doing a lot more of that at Galway. Is that correct?
More racing?
Yeah, well, no, more horses and training.
I'm afraid I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I'm the press officer for the events, not for the site. Galway Downs was founded in the 70s as a thoroughbred training center, and in the 70s to the mid-80s, there were 500-600 horses in training there. And then in the mid to late 80s, lots of things changed in the thoroughbred racing world, and it kind of fell out of favor as a training site. And there are still, I don't know, a couple of dozen young racehorses in training there. There's several trainers who made that their home, but I'm not aware that Robert Kellerhouse, who manages the facility for Ken Smith, is planning on it, adding more thoroughbreds and training there, but it certainly is possible.
Well, I just I found an article, John, that says that Fairplex Park in Pomona, California, is going to close for training and stabling on February 15th, and it says the interns Galway Downs Training Center in Temecula is going to be open for auxiliary training, and that up to like 400, they can accept up to 400 horses. So this is news to you?
Yes, it certainly is.
All right. Well, good to know.
As I say, though, I am not the PR person for the facility, only for the international events there.
Gotcha. Now, we've got a lot of stuff coming up and a horse trial next weekend. Talk to us about what's going on at Galway next weekend. It's very exciting.
That's the first of the four horse trials a year that are held at Galway Downs. The horse trial next weekend is not an international event. It does run beginner novice through advanced for many of the competitors in Southern California, Southern and Central California, and Arizona. It's a good season kickoff competition, and it's a good lead up to our big international event at the end of March, where we have CIC, International Horse Trials, at the 3-star, 2-star, and 1-star level.
And we had a great weekend last weekend. Were you out there? I know you are a rider as well. Were you out there schooling?
No, I was not. We live 560 miles north of Galway Downs, up north of San Francisco. We only make two trips a year down to Galway Downs for the two international events.
Gotcha. So you're a little closer to Woodside then.
Yes. Woodside is about 100 miles south of us on the south side of San Francisco. We're on the north side in the wine country.
So, you live in wine country. Are you a Giants fan? If you are, congratulations.
No, having grown up in New Jersey and living in Virginia for 25 years, I'm a New York football Giants fan, not a San Francisco baseball Giants fan.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll forgive you for that.
That's awesome. Well, John, anything else going on new at Galway Downs besides obviously the horses and training that we don't know about? Sorry.
Well, we're looking forward to our two big international events this year, and at the end of March and the end of October, the CCI at the end of October, the 3-star, 2-star, and 1-star level is the is the big end of the year event for all of the West Coast, and we've for the last 4 years since we've had the CCI three star, we've had as many as half a dozen or eight riders from the East Coast come in and compete. The 2014 winner of the CCI three star was 2013 winner of three stars, Buck Davidson from Pennsylvania, and the winner of the two star and one star last year in 2014 was Marilyn Little from Maryland. So, and we anticipate this year being
West Coast baby, West Coast riders. Come on,
a non championship year. It's the last chance to qualify for the 2016 Olympics for people in all over the world, and we anticipate having some riders from England and Europe, as we did a couple of years ago before the 2012 Olympics. So we're really looking forward to having a fabulous, fabulous event at the end of October at Galway Downs.
Excellent, excellent. Well, the website is galwaydowns.com. And, John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
A little lack of communication there at Galway for this interview.
Let's move.
Yeah, I know.
I want to hear a song. Play a song. I need a minute.
Okay. All right, we're going to hear from, I don't know who we're hearing from. Let's just play.
Play the news.
Monty Roberts has been using and talking about CoreGem for 4 years now. CoreGem is one of the leading suppliers of Brazilian killer bee propolis, both in liquid and cream. As horse owners, we want a topical product that provides superior results for girth itch, saddle irritation, rein rot, and all fungal issues, even scratches and ringworm. CoreGem does it all. We also want a product that heals wounds fast and minimizes the appearance of scars. CoreGem does that too. And we want it to regrow hair in affected area and reduce skin inflammation, and CoreGem does that. Plus, it contains no steroids, antibiotics, or chloride. It is non-toxic. It's even safe when your horses lick it, and we know they will. Used and recommended by veterinarians, breeders, and trainers from all over. Get CoreGem today at CoreGemAnimals.com. That's CoreGemAnimals.com. And use the coupon code HRN2015. That stands for Horse Radio Network. HRN2015, and get 10% off your next order just because you're a listener to this show. That's HRN2015 at CoreGemAnimals.com.
Deeper than before, I need you to move it.
Well, we're back here on Horses in the Morning. I wish I could tell you who sang that song, but I don't remember. It was like I would for
you. Are you serious?
I have no idea who sang that song because I had it uploaded and I forgot to upload a song, and then I just put that one in, and I have no idea who sang it. So whoever it was terrific. Well, we are Horses in the Morning. It's Friday. It's definitely Friday. We are Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen in the producer chair. We are brought to you today by KPPUSA.com. Well, earlier in the show, Jennifer mentioned that we had to talk about politicians falling off horses. Remember the other day when we were on the show, Wednesday or Monday, I talked about Governor Terry McAuliffe and how he was recovering after falling off a horse in Tanzania on one of those safari rides that his daughter talked him into, and he broke like 7 ribs. Well, that prompted MotherJones.com. By the way, I didn't even know Mother Jones was still around. MotherJones.com did an article on politicians that have fallen off horses throughout history. So we'll start backwards here, and I'll go through some of these.
Why would somebody keep track of that?
I don't know. I don't know how they found all of these, to be honest with you. But thank you, Mother Jones, for doing all the hard work for our show. In 1847, going way back, future President Franklin Pierce was thrown from his horse during battle outside Mexico City. Pierce's leg was crushed after his horse fell on him, and he passed out, for which his subordinates derisively nicknamed him Fainting Frank. So apparently from then on, he was known as Fainting Frank because he passed out after his horse fell on him. Apparently, you had to be tougher than that. The horse falls on you, breaks your leg. You keep fighting. You don't pass out. So
Suck it up.
In 1908, President Theodore Roosevelt, who was known for his many horse exploits, a noted outdoorsman, is thrown off his mount while forging the Washington, D.C.'s Rock Creek. He fell 10 feet but landed beside his horse and escaped injury. I think he fell off more than once, though. We were watching that Theodore Roosevelt special, and he had a habit of falling off, but he rode everywhere in the world. In 2003, Turkish Prime Minister, whose name we won't say, fell off an Arabian horse at an Istanbul park. After 2 previous attempts to hop on were unsuccessful, he gave up. So he didn't have a good time. There's video of that, by the way. Jennifer can post a link to this article. Jennifer can post the link to this article. There's actually video of a bunch of these. In 2004, Rep. Denny Rayberg, a Republican out of Montana, fell off his horse during a congressional delegation to Kazakhstan after downing 6 shots of vodka.
Kazakhstan,
thank you. Apparently, he started drinking the vodka, and then he fell off his horse. Montana Democrats circulated an unsubstantiated rumor that he had consumed a total of 20 shots of vodka and serenaded his host by chanting, "Meep, meep," like a conehead. But apparently, he had only had 6 and fell off. They were trying to make him sound cooler than he actually was.
Let me interrupt you here. It just can't happen to a better group of people, really. A bunch of politicians falling off horses just makes me happy. You could just go on. I don't care. I don't even know who any of these people are. You could name my governor. I wouldn't know who it is. But the fact that politicians fall off horses and hurt themselves makes me happy. Enough said.
By the way, if I had shots of vodka, I'd be falling off my horse, too. I'm just not a big drinker.
Hey, while you've drank too much, tried to ride a bicycle? Something happens and you cannot do it. I tried to ride a bicycle home one night, and I was like, I'll just take the bike to the friend's house that lived in our neighborhood, and then I'll just ride it home instead of drive. That didn't work. I ended up having to leave the bike and walk home. Like, I couldn't even get it home. And then you try to push the handlebars and you fall. It's not good. Don't do it. I can't imagine riding a horse drunk. It would never happen. Terrible
idea. How many riding horse drunks from the bar stories have we had where people have been arrested? A bunch of those. Mostly out of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
In 2010, Governor Jim Gibbons of Nevada, your next-door neighbor there, he needed 2 10-inch bolts to repair a broken pelvis after falling off his horse at the ranch. 10-inch bolts?
Boy.
What the hell? That's going the whole way through. In 2011, former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore broke several bones after falling off his horse. And apparently he recovered, and he triumphantly rode his horse to the vote to the polls to vote for himself the next year. So he wanted to prove to everybody that he had healed. So he rode his horse to the polls. In 2013,
but again, everybody falls off. Everybody falls off. Everybody gets hurt. We've all done it. The fact that these are all politicians and somebody created a list, it makes me happy.
This one, next one has a video, too. Jennifer, if you could post the link to this Mother Jones article, because a bunch of videos. Turkmenistan, one of the stands, as your husband would say. Turkmenistan president, whose name I'm not going to say, shuts down his nation's internet after a viral YouTube video circulates showing him falling off a horse during a race. He was actually riding a horse during a race, a flat race, and he fell off.
Wow.
And apparently the people of Turkmenistan really loved it because it actually broke the internet watching it. So there you watch
really?
Him fall off. Yep. 2014, dressed in colonial garb for a tourism video, Geelong, Australian Mayor Darren Lyons falls off his horse. And we saw this one not too long ago. This is the guy who had the white peroxided mohawk. He was on the beach. This was last year. Do you remember? And he fell off his horse. The horse bolted, and he fell off. He was trying to do a commercial. We laughed about it. We actually talked about this one on the show. And then there's one more. In 2014, at the holiday parade in Tulsa, Senator James Inhofe, a Republican out of Oklahoma, loses control of his horse Speck and crashes into a parked minivan with Merry Christmas written on the side. Doesn't get any better than that. So there's my list of politicians falling off horses. Thanks to MotherJones.com for providing that. How do you find that? You have to look harder than they do at Horse Nation to come up with that list.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And who's
wow.
going to be interested? Yeah, who's going to be interested to read that list besides
except us? Yeah, we are. That's about it. Just us. Well, do you want to do more news or just head right into really bad ads? Because it's Friday and
let's
it's been one
do
of those.
It. Oh my gosh, it's been one of those days.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week where we read listener-submitted ads, usually from Craigslist. And, of course, they're the quality, the best ads that our readers can find in the farm and garden section. And Jennifer's going to tell us what the prize is that we have for today, and then I'll tell you about a special prize.
On today's prize list, we have a DVD, Better Riding in 5 Minutes a Day, by Wendy Murdoch. This DVD, you can learn Wendy's favorite tricks and solutions for better position, how to do them safely, and why they work. And it's provided by Trafalgar Square Books.
I think Jamie might have read one of her books. I think I remember talking about that in the past. Of course, we're brought to you by EquityMFG.com, and we have a special thing going on right now, thanks to the good folks over there who make the best manure forks in the world, the Flexen Fork and the Shaken Fork. Almost every host on the Horse Radio Network uses these. I think about half our listeners use them now. And if you're in that other half, you need to get your order in right now, right today. Because you're out there cleaning frozen poop. If you're cleaning frozen poop, you know that you're going to go through at least 5 of those cheap manure forks this winter. And you're going to complain. And then you know what happens too, Jamie, is you break one tine and you think, I can keep using this manure fork till I break the second, right? That's what happens. And then it seems like every poop you put in that manure fork falls through the hole. It just finds the hole and falls through and drives you crazy till you finally go out and buy another cheap one, and you use that for a month. you have a perfect solution here. Go to equitymfg.com, and you just buy one of the flexing forks or one of the shaking forks, and you don't have to buy one again for years. It will last. It cleans frozen poop no problem. It cleans paddocks no problem. And with the shaking fork, if you clean more than 3 stalls a day, and I've had listeners tell me this, that was my rule, by the way, not them over there at Equity. I made the rule, if you clean more than 3 stalls a day, look at the shaking fork, and it will save you half the time.
It's
and
awesome.
Half the bedding.
It's pretty cool.
Motorized.
It's pretty cool.
It does save you a ton of bedding, doesn't it? Because you would not sift that well by yourself.
No. And, hey, have you seen those ridiculous manure forks that, like, they have all the tines and they're, like, replaceable and you just have to, like, unscrew the ends and, like, pull all the tines off,
yes.
Replace the broken one and put them all back. Who wants to take their little fingers and pull manure fork tines apart that are covered in poop? Like, I saw that. I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It's disgusting.
Well,
I don't want to be, like, have it in my face. It's crazy.
You know what I thought about that is, why not just buy the Equity forks where the tines don't break, and then you don't have to worry about
right?
it.
Right? Hey, these are going to break, so make sure you get your hands nice and dirty. And
exactly. Yeah. Isn't that what they were saying? Is our tines will break, and you can replace them.
That
was saying.
Exactly.
It made no sense. Well, what we're doing now is we're doing something special thanks to Equity, and that is every month we're going to be putting everybody's name in a hat. And that submits a really bad ad. And at the end of the month, next week, somebody from Equity will stop by and pick a number off of our spreadsheet, and that person will win a Flex and Fork every single month. And then at the end of the year, all the names for the year, whether you're a winner or not, just if you submitted, and even if it hasn't been read, if you just submitted an ad, it's going to be put in the pot, and you will play to win a $300 Shake and Fork, the ultimate Shake and Fork. So.
Awesome.
This is something definitely worth playing for, and we thank Equity for their continued support. Well, I have a fun one. This is not so much a bad ad as it is one of the best ads ever written, and it was sent to us by 2 listeners, and they said an example of a really good ad. This takes all the bad stuff that we've said in ads and found in ads and puts it into an ad and makes it the way it should be. And this was submitted by Julie DeYoung, and Denise Schaefer sent this one in. Wanted, I am looking for a very quiet, dead broke, small, boring gelding for my daughter's first horse. It can be as ugly as hell or have a hiccup in its walk. I don't care as long as it takes care of my daughter. Something that almost hates life if it has to do an extended trot. I want something that sits on the couch in nothing but boxers for 3 days watching Seinfeld reruns covered in Cheeto crumbs to be the happiest thing alive doing it. Perhaps like your lazy ex-husband. I want Western pleasure, useless, can't do anything athletic movement. My daughter is 4 years old and will encourage speed and naughty things that scare the you-know-what out of me. She is very outgoing and has no problem getting after a lazy horse. She has some riding experiences and ready for something dead quiet to carry her around the arena on her own. I do not want a show pony. I don't care about one-upping Miss Jane Doe and her daughters, imported cob, Welsh section, blah, 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 gypsy banner, Friesian, dressage, world-class, Westphalia, whatever, no. We want old Scarface that killed a cougar once in its younger days and now has nothing to prove. Must load into a trailer, no set price range. I already stated no show pony, so please don't post any. Don't post anything with a bit of training. No, I want something so lazy it doesn't need training. That's it. That's the end.
That's awesome.
It just takes everything that's been bad about every ad we ever wrote and switched it around. Perfect.
That's awesome. I want something that has killed a cougar. That's nothing to prove.
Did you see the video Jennifer posted yesterday of the little kid getting on the trampoline and riding around the yard? It must have been about 4
like
years 10 old.
People put that on. Yeah, put that on my page. Oh, so cute! What a good horse.
There's a girl with guts, huh? She doesn't care about nothing. I'm gonna get on this horse. And what a patient horse, riding under the trees and around the swing set.
is awesome. Yeah, if you haven't seen that video, go to Horses in the Morning. Or I mean, if you haven't seen it, you probably have, because every horse person has had it posted on their wall. The next one comes from Janelle. Thanks, Janelle. ISO, good pony, no projects. In search of a good pony. Looking for a free, oh boy, it's never good when it starts out with looking for free. Looking for a free, well-broken, safe, large pony. About 13.2 to 14 hands, nothing bigger than that. Needs to have good weight, one that's able to carry a small adult. Must be able to be ridden and have no health issues. Please, no pony with bad habits like bucking, rearing, or gets barn sour. I'm just trying to help a pony that needs a good home and have a little pleasure riding occasional. This pony must be safe to ride. No big horses, please, as they're too high to get up on for me. Needs to be a large pony, small horse size. Please include a picture and info about the pony. Please do not email info with ponies for sale. I am wanting a free pony, as I don't ride enough to buy anything expensive. Hold up. This is one of those we call and go, did anybody call you? You want a dead bra. It says the next step is I will trade you a green pony for your dead broke kid safe pony.
Yeah. That's pretty much. Doesn't everybody want a broke kid safe pony that has kids?
for free.
Everybody wants that. Yep.
Totally healthy, totally sound. You know what, Chad? You know what, Chad? I've got this perfect pony in my backyard. He's like dead broke, kid safe, perfect size, healthy, sane, loves to be ridden, never gets barn sour, doesn't buck a rear. I want to give it away. I would like to give it away. Ridiculous! What an idiot. Good ad, Janelle. And Jemison in the next one, and it's like. They wanted to do capital letters in the beginning of the word, but they had all caps on, and so every first word is lowercase in this one. And all of them are all caps. For sale, S-A-I-L, kids horse. Again, lowercase K, all ids, horse. All right. Hi, I have a very nice and gentle whore for sale. My brother is 4 years old, and he rides her by him. Self and she, 11-year-old, quoter, ho, mar. I was asking 1700 or best, oh, fair. She also has poppers.
What?
Wow. She's a nice, gentle whore. For sale, and she
that
has
her four-year-old brother rides.
Oh my gosh, that's a bad ad. That's just bad. Q U O T E R H O R. Mare is spelled M A I R.
All right, let's see here. The next one is sent in by Ellen. Sent this one in. For sale, stud pony colt, $175. And when I read that first, I thought it said for sale, stupid pony colt. And I was going, wow, they're honest. But no, this is a stud pony colt. He is 5 months old. He is halter broke, and you can head him anywheres. He is a woman's horse. Call for more info. I need to sell him as soon as possible. Cash only, and you pick up.
Come and get him if you can catch him.
He is halter broke, but I can't catch him. Maybe you can.
Yeah. You got to pick him up. How is it a woman's horse if he's only 5 months old?
Yeah. You know, that all started, I think, with the Amish who in the ads put it's a man's horse, meaning it's too much for a woman. But, you know, you're right. If it's a five-month-old stud pony colt, it must be really quiet. Or maybe just doesn't like men. Maybe just doesn't like
Well,
men.
Maybe
you know,
the person who wrote the ad is a woman and realizes women are way tougher, and that's why it's a woman's horse. Let's think outside the box, shall we?
Okay. All right, we go with that.
All right. Horses with a Z for sale, and Shelley sent this one in. Two paint horses for sale. Worked with cows. God with kids, so can be first ponies. We'll swap one for boob job and the other for lipo. Must be from a qualified doctor. What?
Is that a real ad, Jennifer?
I don't make this stuff up.
That's a first.
Oh,
we'll swap
my
one
gosh,
for a boob job
first.
And the other for a lipo. I'm glad she qualified that it must be from a qualified doctor.
Yeah, like I've got 2 paint horses for sale and I want a boob job, so if you are interested in giving me a boob job, come on.
Oh, God. Shelly, you're a winner. Denise.
Dennis,
sorry. Dennis sent the following. A guy, wow. Dennis sent the following one in. Free goat, pick up only. In Florida, of course. Free goat, you pick up, no need to call ahead. He is in the yard.
Just come and get him. Steal him.
Take him. We want this goat the hell out of here. I think most people who own goats feel that way after a while. Just come get it. I don't care. Eat him. I don't care what you do with him. Just take him.
So funny.
Oh, well.
Awesome. Shay, send in the next one. Mare for permanent home, $900. We have 12-year-old mare available for sale. She loved to be outside. She loved to be ride. She great around other horses. She don't know how to type the word is. No, I made up.
She is missing a few is's, isn't she? She loved to be outside. She loved to be ride. Well, you know, maybe it's shorter that way. Well, Doreen Rose sent in the trailer. Oh, my God. It says WW2 horse trailer, which I thought meant a World War II horse trailer because that's kind of what it looked
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I thought at first. But then it says I have a 1984 WW2 horse trailer for sale or trade. Needs a floor. But this is the line that got me. Needs a floor and be ready to go at $800. I got news for you there, lady. This needs more than a floor. This is one. It's the typical rounded two-front trailer, but it is about, what, 50 shades of rust. Every panel seems to have been replaced and is a different shade of color or rust. It is it's something else. Oh, that is something else.
Look at the tires, by the way. You know when you see somebody that's driving like a 1984 Fiat, you know, down the road and they've got one tiny little tire
yep.
because they had a flat 6 months ago and haven't got a new tire yet. I'm speaking of me back in the day, by the way. So they're riding on like that little donut. One of these horse trailer tires is like a little donut tire compared to the other. You see that?
It's yeah. Two different sizes.
Needs more.
This thing has a few problems. Yep, a few problems. Well, you can take that one home for a mere $800. I can't believe how much they ask for these things. They just ask a ton of money for these crappy trailers. I don't know. And what does the WW2? What's WW2 mean? Does it? I don't know what the WW is for. I don't know.
That must be a brand or something.
I don't know.
Maybe.
It is amazing. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. There's at least 8 different colors in the paneling of this trailer. So it is very
they've
colorful.
All been replaced. Chelsea sent the following one in. Horse, $360. This is in Athens, Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Very fun horse for sale. It's treat operated. Oh, no, this is yours. You're doing your southern accent, too. This has got to be a southern accent one.
Well, it's either Athens, Georgia, or Athens, Kentucky. Yeah, they
Wait,
pronounce Athens and Kentucky Athens. Very fun horse for sale. It's treat operated. I give it a peppermint and just watch it go. Does not play well with others, so needs to be alone in the pasture or alone in the barn, and it ain't dog friendly and has bucked. Not done it yet for me, but did it for my husband. Who and he don't ride anymore. He don't. Oh my gosh. a very sweet horse with a good personality, and is a fun horse, and food is the way to his heart. You got to catch it. Because we can't catch it. We ain't going to try.
It's treat operated. You know, all I could picture when she first said that was the horse out in front of the Walmart. You know, I thought,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Treat operated.
Put the quarter
give
in.
It a peppermint and watch it go.
I teach all my horses to stand still when I'm mounting with treats. And, so I always just have peppermints in my pocket. And one of my students goes, so basically, you have to put the token in the ride to get it to move. Is that correct? Like, never thought of it like that, but yes.
Yes.
They will stand totally still until you give them that peppermint. They're like, okay, now we can go.
I love how she talks about all the – this is a really bad ad. She talks about how it doesn't play with others, it doesn't like dogs, it is bucks all the time, and it bucked her husband off, and now he won't get near the thing. But it's a very sweet horse with a good personality.
Yeah. And yeah. It don't like dogs or other horses, though, so you can't actually put it near anything else. It's a
no, anything
fun horse
living,
home.
It's pretty much going to kill. Including husbands, apparently. And you know what happened here. You know this story. And you can just picture the scene. The horse is kept in the backyard, right? There's barely enough room for the horse. It's a backyard horse. And the horse is being a pain in the ass. And the wife's tried to ride it, and she didn't have any luck. And the macho husband comes out and says, I'll get on that horse. I'll teach that horse. And he hops on, gets bucked off, and then says, that's it. I'm done with that horse. Cusses and swears his way back to the house, and that's the last time he looked at it. But that's exactly the scene that happened in that yard, I guarantee you.
And there's a theme today, too, with pretty much if you can catch it, you can have it. That seems
exactly.
to be the theme today.
Well, Deb sent in the next one. Wanted Palomino horse in Frederick. Must be able to lip sync. Will consider any. Not wanted for riding. I want a companion animal. Must be able to lip sync. What exactly does that mean? Are they going to put it in a music video?
Is that predictive text gone wrong? You know,
either that or, you know, maybe Madonna wants it for her next music video, you know, so she doesn't have to lip sync.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Oh, boy.
I don't know what that one is. Bizarre. You want to do the last
James,
one?
Yeah, James sent in the next one. And I want to know, is this a real place? Lourdes, Florida?
Yes. Lourdes, Florida is a real place.
It's like Florida without the F? Lourdes, Florida?
That it is
the most Lourdes, bizarre
Florida.
Name
that is
name
true.
Ever.
It is, I can tell you exactly where Lourdes, Florida is, and I don't know why I know this, but it is near Okeechobee, Florida. So
that doesn't
go.
Help me. That helps none.
It's way below Orlando. It's a bill of nowhere,
okay.
Florida. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Lourdes, Florida. I live in Phoenix. Arizona. I don't know. I don't even know how to say that. Okay. Dapple Gray QYRTR Horse, $1,300 in Lourdes, Florida. I win something just for the name. For sale, 7-year-old, 15-hand, Dapple Gray Quarter Horse. And this is where, you know, how many Western people, I'm on a side note, by the way, that have a Palomino, name it Yella, and then they have a Chestnut, and they name it Red, and they have a Black Horse, and name it Blackie. Well, here's the next line. His name is Curly because he has a curly mane and tail.
There you go. Descriptive.
There you go. He is a great and super friendly horse, an easy keeper, and he's been in the pasture for 8 months without being rode. He just needs freshened up with an experienced rider. Here's the kicker. Bring cash and trailer. You can catch him. You can have him.
Boy, there has been a theme today, hasn't there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to be a male chauvinist pig and say I have to give it to the lady with the boob job. That
just... oh
Shelly, you win. I don't care what Jamie
kidding.
Says. I'm not even giving her a vote. The boob job and lipo, that's the first we've had in 4 years. It has to go to Shelly.
I like Chelsea's as well. So Chelsea, you get, if we have a second prize, she'll get it for the
I got a box
treat
of crap sitting here. I have a box of crap sitting here.
Go.
So we'll go with Chelsea with the for the treat operated horse. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. So Shelley will get the DVD, and then the box of crap will go to Chelsea. So that's how we'll do it today. What a good batch of
sounds
bad ads.
Good, yeah,
good job,
awesome.
Guys. Send
well,
your ads
you know
Jennifer.
What? Our show can only go up, okay? From the start.
What a tough day for you.
Lord, I'm going to go on
now we can. Now we can joke about this interview. You have that. Well, I did that one years ago that you guys all, that I just went all spacey on. And now you have one.
No, that guy was really mean. There was a guy who was like really mean to you. And he was nasty. And so that I think was your worst interview. This one where the person actually has.
I lost professionalism that day.
Yeah, you did. You freaked out on him. So funny.
It's my show. Come on my show and be nice to us. It's like I have the buttons.
How about you come on our show and have absolutely no idea what's going on at where you work? That's pretty funny.
But you know,
that was awesome.
Consider, how many guests have we had? Thousands, right? And 99.9% of them are really good. It's just a few that get us going.
You know, it's like even the best shortstop misses one every now and then, you know?
We've had some guests that have been kind of disappointed us. We thought they were going to be better, and they just, you know, they were nervous or whatever. And you can forgive the nervous ones, but, anyway. Oh.
So you work for the USEA, right?
No. Going.
I'm pretty sure I've seen some of your stuff in the USEA. Oh, well, yeah, I mean that. Okay, we got to end the show. I got to go.
Thank you to EquityMFG.com for their support of Really Bad Ads. We appreciate it. Next week we'll be drawing. Get your ads into Jennifer at HorseRadioNetwork.com. Put Really Bad Ads in the subject line and send the whole ad in the email. And that way you can be qualified to win the Flex and Fork on next week's show. All right.
Thanks to Kentucky Performance Products for sponsoring. And that's really cool. You get to go see Karen next week.
Actually, she's coming to see us. She gets to meet Scooter. She gets to meet Scooter. Scooter
awesome.
Loves meeting his fans.
Hey, Neuter Reality, guys. Just have a great weekend. Drinking early here on the West Coast.